School's out for summer.
Ah, we love that song, don't we? It is out for summer, at least for the kids in Celine, right?
Yes.
These kids here, the Schaefer girls, are in studio with their mom, Ashley, today for our Downtown Friday with the Main Street Area Association. Well, here's Ashley's report in just a moment. But in the meantime, we've got Charlotte and Kylie with us. Kylie, how old are you?
11.
And Charlotte, how old are you?
6.
And what grade did you just complete? What grade?
First grade.
Are you going into second grade next year?
Yes.
How did you do in first grade?
Good.
What was your favorite thing that you learned in first grade or favorite thing you did?
Math.
Math? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Math.
Wow.
Math.
I'm shocked.
Said mom.
But I love that.
And you are how old, Kylie?
11.
And what grade did you just complete?
5th grade.
Going into 6th grade. What did you like about 5th grade?
My teacher was like really fun and she always made everything into like an art and craft.
Oh, nice. And your teacher's name is?
Miss Lauren.
Miss Lauren. And what school?
Heritage.
Heritage and Celine. And you go to Heritage too, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Oh,
with the Meadows.
When, now, are you switching over to Heritage now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're still going to go to Meadows.
I have 2 more years until I have to go to...
Oh, okay. All right. How excited are you about this being the first day of summer for you?
Exciting!
Hey, good. Yeah. Are you excited too?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
What are you guys going to be doing this summer? Have mom and dad planned out something for you?
Yeah, we're going to have a nanny.
Oh,
and we're going to go swimming.
Okay.
Yes.
This is how it works when there's two working parents outside the home, right?
Yes, it's so true.
Well, the nanny, were you able to interview the nanny to make sure you wanted this nanny?
Well, yeah, she's been like babysitting us the whole year.
Oh, so you know who she is. What is her name?
Allie.
Well, how fun is that going to be? So you're going to go swimming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other activities? Anything else you've got planned?
Baking.
What do you like to bake?
Like cupcakes.
Oh, yummy. Maybe you can bring some to the studio for Derek over here. He likes a good cupcake every now and again. All right. Well, it's so nice to meet both of you. And, you know, your mom's got one of the coolest jobs around. She gets to promote everything downtown Ann Arbor. And I know you girls go shopping and do things down there. Do you have favorite stores or favorite things you like to do? Can you tell me something you've done in downtown Ann Arbor, Kylie?
I like to go to Rock, Paper, Scissors.
What do you like about Rock, Paper, Scissors right on Main Street?
I don't know. They just like have a lot of options, I guess.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, they've got a lot of really cool things in there.
They do.
What do you like about downtown Ann Arbor, Charlotte?
Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Fizz. What's Rocket Fizz? Let's say I've never been there before, and I don't know anything about it.
Candy.
Oh, yeah, the candy at Rocket Fizz. That is good. You know, a lot of that candy is candy that I grew up with. Yeah, right?
They have a lot of options.
They do have a lot of options. That's great. You have the cutest little girls, and
thank
how fun
you.
For you. And I'm glad you brought them in the studio today. The Schaefer girls are here on our Downtown Friday with Ashley Schaefer, their mom, who is executive director of the Main Street Area Association. Well, Ann Arbor Summer Streets kicked off last night. Tell me all about it.
Yes, we had a really great first night. The weather was perfect. Once the sun went down, the streets were just bustling. Everyone was there having dinner in the streets. We had live music, and it was just a really wonderful night. We have more going into the weekend, so we'll have live music this evening set up by Connors, followed by Woe Silent Disco, which will be every Friday of the month. And then tomorrow, we have Outbound Packard, which will be performing on the intersection of Main and Liberty from 7 to 9. Both performances tonight and tomorrow are 7 to 9. Woe Silent Disco tonight is from 9 to 11, so it's a little bit more of a late night silent disco, but perfect for dancing.
Have you girls done silent disco before?
No.
No. Oh, have you seen people do it?
No.
No. Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, so tell everyone what silent disco
is. Yeah, so silent disco, there's two DJs that are on site, but everyone gets their own headphones, and each set of headphones is playing either a different song. Some of them are kind of the same, but... and then everyone's dancing.
They're dancing to the song that's in their own head.
Yes,
and no
yes.
one else knows that
exactly.
song.
Exactly. And it's so fun. And I think this year, pending that it does not rain tonight, Woe Silent Disco also has a light-up dance floor that we debuted at Midnight Madness. It was a huge hit.
Well, I think Little Charlotte is excited about that.
Yeah, I think
that.
So.
Why do you like a light-up dance floor? What's cool about that? You get to see like a lot of lights go on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just fun to get wild with that.
Yeah, and in the past, we've actually, there's been like a $5 charge to do this, but this year, it's going to be completely free to anyone who wants to do it.
Oh, no.
Even better. Even better.
So how is it being subsidized? How are you doing this?
So we're paying for that difference this year. Yes,
oh, that's
because
nice.
We really just want people to come out and be able to enjoy all these different activations, the live music, the dancing.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we have Pier Bar with Bar 3. That'll be in the street from 9 to 10. If you bring a yoga mat, that's, again, also completely free.
Yoga in the streets of downtown Ann Arbor. Is it on Main Street or Liberty?
It's on Main Street.
On Main Street,
yeah,
okay.
Right on the intersection of Main and Liberty.
So A2 Summer Streets has kicked off for the summer months. It runs through September 28th. And whether you're meeting friends for dinner, exploring local shops, enjoying live music, or just taking in the energy of downtown Ann Arbor, it really is a unique way to experience Ann Arbor all season long. And what this is not only activation of the streets, but you know, the streets become alive with pedestrians roaming around. So of course we've got to talk about construction and parking.
Yes.
What do you recommend for everyone?
Yes. I recommend giving yourself a little extra time, you know, anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes, just to make sure that if you have a reservation, you're able to park and get to the restaurant. We also have parking structures outside of the enclosure. So at every corner, there is a surface lot or a parking structure that you can access. And then if there is, you know, if they are full, there is overflow parking that's available at Library Lane, which is just a few blocks away from downtown. Even though there is construction, there are walkways and pathways where you can get through to downtown because the businesses are still open and they are very eager to see you with their smiling faces.
Yeah, they are indeed. They want to see those customers despite the construction downtown. And I think that's the wisest advice. Just give yourself a little extra time. You'll get there and it'll be fun. It's going to have just so much fun. So Thursday starting at 4 p.m. is when A2 Summer Streets.
Yes. And actually it's a little bit different this year. So this year on Thursdays, we're closing Liberty and Main Street at 4 p.m. on Thursdays.
Okay.
But Washington will not be closed until Friday at 2 p.m. We have worked with the ride because they need access to Washington and the bus services that are going through. So we're closing a little bit later.
Okay.
But then that will be closed Friday at 2 p.m. until Monday at 6 a.m. and we'll reopen everything
okay.
at that point.
So again, Thursdays at 4 p.m., Main Street and Liberty closed to vehicular traffic. Friday at 2 p.m., you can add Washington Street to that. And then Mondays at 6 a.m., all streets in downtown Ann Arbor reopen to vehicle traffic until that Thursday at 4 o'clock. Yes. This goes on throughout the summer. There is a season-long closure, and that's Liberty Street between 4th Ave and the first alley west of 4th Ave. That's near Spencer.
Yes.
Will remain closed for the duration of the summer street season, except during designated special events?
Yes.
Okay.
So during that time, because of the construction that's happening right there on 4th and Liberty, we've opted to close that small section for Russo, Spencer, and Tock just to prevent traffic from kind of coming into that area and allowing them to set up for 7 days so they don't have to move things in and out.
All of these details online at mainstreetannarbor.org and then click on the A2 Summer Streets tab. Again, mainstreetannarbor.org. Can you guys all say happy summer, everyone? 1, 2, 3.
Happy summer!
That was brilliant. Thank you so much to Charlotte and Kylie for helping out the show today, along with their mom, Ashley Schaefer, on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.